Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we are going to be talking about something that's really unusual. You're not going to hear too much of this right now, perhaps in schools or in your community activity, but I'll guarantee you after this show, it's going to give you some pause for thought and an understanding that one person can make a difference. My guest today is Madonna Hanna, and she is a teacher at Bremerton High School in Bremerton, Washington. Madonna, welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Donna. How are you?
Well, I am absolutely excited about having you on the show today. And, of course, we've interacted on the air before.
Yes, we have.
But your project, I think, is just so utterly phenomenal. But before we get into that, I want to let my audience know a little bit about you, because we have listeners not only throughout the country but in different parts of the world.
Ooh.
And what you have done, I think, is so significant. And if any of you who are listening are teachers, you are going to find this interesting information. If you're a parent, if you are anyone who has a concern for young people, for children, this is going to mean a lot to you. It meant a lot to me. Now, I've known Madonna for a few years, and she has received a great deal of recognition as an educator through the years. In 1999, she was a Washington State Teacher of the Year finalist. The Washington Education Association 1998 Human Rights and Relations Student Involvement Award. She was a recipient of the 1997 Washington Vocational Association Program Award of Excellence in Teaching. And the last two awards were in recognition for Flights of Fancy, a project she created using a fashion show to celebrate students with disabilities. She's got tremendous background in the fashion world, fashion show production especially. She's familiar with all kinds of aspects of that. She's used fashion shows as vehicles to build a self-esteem and, well, the resilience of children, teens, and adults with disability. And in 1992, she received presidential recognition for a successful modeling program that she developed with her husband. And it was recognized by President George Bush at the 969th Daily Point of Light. And it also received the WVA Program Award for Excellence. You have gotten so much recognition, Madonna, and today you have recognition. You got a letter from Laura Bush, and we're going to be talking about that. But you did something, and you started this, what, about a year ago?
Yes. The Dare Not to Swear project, which is what we're going to be talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was the year before last that Bremerton High School developed a new motto, which is respect, responsibility, and safety is the Knight Way. So I thought, well, okay, we've got a new motto. I mentioned it to my advanced fashion marketing class and said, you know, letting people know what our new motto is would be a really good marketing project for the school. Let's come up with some T-shirts. And let's put together a survey to actually find out what respect, responsibility, and safety mean to the students, the parents, and staff at Bremerton High School. Well, the only three things we asked was, what does respect, responsibility, and safety mean to you at school? Well, Donna, I'll tell you, across the board, parents, teachers, and students listed two concerns. One was attendance, and two was swearing. They all agreed that there was too much swearing going on at Bremerton High School, and I'm sure Bremerton is not the only high school in America around the world where there's a swearing situation.
Oh, we know that for a fact. That's one of the biggest complaints that I get from so many people that are teachers. teachers, they say these kids can't even seem to have a sentence. They can't talk without using some kind of four-letter word, and it's just, it's like...
Exactly.
Oh, it's a subterranean language that they're using. You know, it's terrible.
Well, and even parents and grandparents have mentioned that when they attend a school-sponsored sporting event, whether it's going to watch their son or grandson in a football game, there are a lot of parents who unfortunately have said they've stopped attending the games, they've stopped bringing the younger siblings to the game because of the terrible language that the students are using in the stands.
So let me ask you something,
yes.
Donna. You've brought up something very significant here. My response would be, and I don't have, you know, young kids in my family anymore that are at home, but when you go to these events, what is it with the coaches? Isn't there a standard? Why is it that this is something that has just bloomed to such a dimension? Well, of course, we can watch a few movies. That takes us about 5 seconds to figure that one out. But in sports, why has this been something that has been honored and respected? And I'm saying that facetiously.
Yeah. Okay. There's two parts to that. One, okay, the parents are referring to the students that are in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also, the second part of that question is, okay, during the game or during practice, okay, there's some swearing. To support the Dare Not to Swear program out here, the football coach said that he kind of laid down the law that nobody was allowed to swear, not the coaches or the students. And if anybody did swear, they would have to do extra laps or extra push-ups.
Yay.
And I applaud the football coach to that. And plus, he told me that at the time of our kickoff in October that he would make sure that every single member of the football team was there in their jersey to sign up to Dare Not to Swear. And the coach has followed through with that, and hopefully will be following through with that the next school year. And also our athletic director, he has gotten on the bandwagon. He asked my class to make signs to be placed in the gym. And, we came up with something that says, you have just crossed over into a no-swear zone where fans, parents, students are to dare not to swear.
Awesome.
So, yes, and this statement is also on all of the sports rosters so that, you know, when you attend an event at Bremerton High School, when you get the roster for the girls' sports or the boys' sports, right on the front of the roster is the dare not to swear, the little you've crossed over, you know, into a no-swear zone. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's really good that the athletic department is getting on board with this to, you know, to clean things up.
I was really impressed when you sent a information to me, and this is an incredible number, 1,043 students signed up to support this project, Dare Not to Swear. There were 500 10th to 12th grade students that took only an hour
yes.
to sign up.
Isn't
543 8th to 9th graders signed up over their two-hour lunch session.
Yes.
I mean, this is sending a message. When you have the students themselves standing up for this, what kind of penalty is it? I'd just love to know, because the coaches can make the kids do laps or, you know, another 5,000 sit-ups. But what about the other students in the school? How are they held accountable? Do they have to put in 500 jelly beans? I mean,
well, I'll tell you what happened within the first week of the kickoff. When someone did swear,
mm-hmm.
the students were right on them. Hey, dare not to swear. So that you have one person who's maybe surrounded by two or three kids. This is before someone on staff can get to them to say something.
Ooh.
I mean, it's the students who are empowered to say, don't swear. Can't you think of something else to say? Say this instead or say that instead. So isn't that incredible? So that before a staff person can even, you know, get to them, it's the students. It's the students who are just empowered to stand up and say, don't swear.
See, now, and I think that is so significant because that puts what I feel is the positioning of responsibility in the peer group itself. They're setting their own standard. They're saying, hey, I'm not interested in hearing it. We are letting you know this is not going to be tolerated.
Exactly.
Because this is not cool. This is not something that's appropriate. Madonna, it is so wonderful that this has come through and that the students are so supportive of this. What's the latest news with this? Where are the kids wanting to go with this?
Well, for the next school year, I mean, we're still doing things now, but for the next school year, we are going to maintain the project at the high school. We are going to introduce it to the middle school, and there are 6 elementary schools here in Brevarton. We are going to introduce it to those 6 schools. That's quite an undertaking, but this is what we are committed to do, to spread Dare Not to Swear throughout the entire Brevarton School District to make this district swear-free.
Wow, what a wonderful accomplishment. Now, for those of you that are listening, my guest today is Madonna Hanna, and you can easily go to her website. All you have to do is type in Madonna Hanna, H-A-N-N-A, and you will see a lot of information on this. If you have a school, if you know of any environment, this could be done with the churches, it can be done in any environment, it can be done in a business. I think that the expectation of proper communication is so important. I was just 2 or 3 days ago, I don't remember where I was right at the moment, but I was in a business environment, and I had come outside the business area, and I was either in a parking lot or something was going on, and there were these 2 young men that were talking. They had to have been in their late teens. And I was listening to this one young man, and every other word, I am not exaggerating, was explicit. And I listened to this, and I said to myself, you know, it's really a sad thing, because this young man obviously has adopted it, because this is something of a status symbol. Yet I was watching the other person that he was trying to communicate with, and the communication was so slow and so poor that the other person was really antsy, edgy.
Mm-hmm.
They could hardly wait for them to finish what they were trying to say, and the communication was terrible.
I was just listening.
That's all I'm doing is watching and observing, and I thought, how sad this
exactly.
is occurring. How very sad, because obviously, when you deleted the expletives, you know, which you can do in your head, you can totally ignore them.
Uh-huh.
But when you listen to what this young man that was using all of these expletives was trying to say, he was really going through a lot of pain. He was going through some kind of an emotional
uh-huh.
situation. And this is all he knew to do. And I thought, this is not doing what you think it's going to do. It isn't going to do it. When you have interacted with the kids that have decided to become a part of it, what are some of their stories? Because this is being done by the kids themselves. Do you have any special stories with any of these kids about
the difference
that it's made?
I certainly do. I've got 3 very, very quick ones, but they're very, very powerful. There was a young man whose locker was right outside my door. Nice young man,
mm-hmm.
but he was always swearing. I mean, just vulgar language. And I would, you know, step out the door and say, please don't swear. You know, I said, in fact, we've got a campaign, Dare Not to Swear. I want you to sign up. I'll let you know when it's going to be, but I want you to sign up. He signed up. He encouraged other people to sign up. He told me he has gone cold turkey. He has not sworn since October, has gone cold turkey, and he was brave enough to stand up and tell a crowd this just a couple of weeks ago. The Attorney General, Rob McKenna, the Washington State Attorney General, Rob McKenna, came out to our school, heard about the program, wanted to recognize it, and this young man stood up on stage and told people that that he did a terrible job of swearing, and I was always getting after him. And since that day, he's gone cold turkey, and he feels so much better. He feels that people respect him more, and he just feels really great. And then another young lady, she and her family swear all the time. And when she signed up to Dare Not to Swear in October, she told me she has not taken off her I Dare Not to Swear wristband, which all the students got that when they signed up. Mm-hmm. And she says, I have not taken the wristband off since October. Now, she says, I haven't stopped swearing. I've decreased swearing, and I tell other people not to swear, but I keep this wristband on to constantly remind me not to swear. And then she's gotten her parents to stop swearing too, which is a good thing.
That's wonderful.
Isn't it? And another young man whose locker is near my door. Oh my goodness. It's like I'm his personal Dare Not to Swear cop, because no matter where this kid has been in school, no, really, no matter where this kid has been in school, I've been there to hear him swear. It's like here comes the profanity, and then I'm walking behind him, and I said, are you swearing? And he'll turn around, and you know what, Donna? We had a really wonderful discussion 2 weeks ago. I walked over to him, and I said, you know, every time you swear, here I am. Do you swear at home? He said, no, I don't. And I said, why? And he said, because my mother would kick my bleep. Okay, you know what he said, okay? And I said, oh, your mother would kick your butt, huh? And I said, why? Because it's disrespectful, and she doesn't want me swearing in her house. I said, do you work? Yes, I do. Where do you work? At McDonald's. Well, I know you don't swear there. He goes, heck no, they'd fire me. And then I said, what are you doing swearing at school? Because obviously you know better.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought about that. He has not sworn in 2 weeks. And I noticed it was like quiet over, you know, by his locker. And I, you know, said to him just yesterday, I said, I haven't heard you. He said, ma'am, I have not sworn in 2 weeks. I said, you're kidding. He goes, no, I have not sworn in 2 weeks. I said, well, good for you. I am so proud of you. And I've got something special that I'm going to give to you on Friday. And what I'm going to give him, may I read Laura Bush's letter?
Oh, please.
May I?
Please,
okay.
Please. This is
okay.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Now, you received this when, Madonna?
I received this the middle of last week.
The middle of last week from the First
yes.
Lady. Okay.
Yes. Okay. From the White House. Dare Not to Swear students of Bremerton High School. Dear students, hooray for you. I am delighted to learn about the Dare Not to Swear campaign. Ms. Hannah wrote to me about your campaign and said, thanks to your pledge, polite language is on the rise at Bremerton High School. May your move to better manners sweep the nation. Habits are hard to break, and I encourage you not to be disheartened by occasional slips. Encourage each other and make it a habit to think before you speak and choose your words wisely. You will make a great first impression, enhance your self-respect, and gain the respect of others. With best wishes, Laura Bush. Isn't that fabulous?
That is incredible.
Isn't it
a marvelous letter to share with your students that probably wouldn't have thought that anybody would have even mentioned something like this to me.
Exactly.
This
exactly.
Is wonderful.
Yes, and I'm going to give him a copy of this letter. I'm going to make sure to copy it off on some really fabulous paper,
mm-hmm.
put it in a nice frame, and give it to him. So even if he does slip, you know, he can take a look at this. And plus, Donna, something else fabulous has happened.
Ah, what's that?
Well, the Advanced Fashion Marketing class, who's been working very hard on this project the whole year, is the recipient of a 2007 Human and Civil Rights Award in Student Involvement by the Washington Education Association.
How fabulous.
Yes, yes. And as we speak, they are creating a plaque, and they gave the students a choice of having a pizza party just for them or having money donated in their name to the Dare Not to Swear campaign. And the students decided that they could have pizza anytime, but having a donation that was going to be made in their names given to the school to perpetuate the Dare Not to Swear project would be more beneficial. And the plaque is going to be presented to them on May 22nd, which is also our annual spring fashion show. So isn't that wonderful?
That is absolutely awesome. And for those of you who are listening, no matter where you are in this country or even in any part of the world, if you are finding that your students just have developed these habit patterns of poor speech, and it definitely has an effect on mannerisms. It definitely has an effect on the environment around them and whether or not they are going to be comfortable socially, because when people get to this pattern, you're ostracized from many environments so fast, it's not even funny. It's just instant closed down. So what a wonderful project, Madonna. And here you are, you and your young people are receiving all of this wonderful recognition. And what I think is more, just the best of all of this, is the young people are the ones that are really making this work.
Yes,
and
they are.
Where do you think your young people... Oh, let me ask you one question.
Yes.
Is there a difference in the responses between the boys and the girls to this?
Offhand, I'm going to say it seems that the boys that I catch swearing in the hall,
mm-hmm.
they're more, oh, I'm sorry. They refer to me as the Dare Not to Swear lady,
mm-hmm.
And they're very apologetic. They're not defiant. It's, oh my goodness, I'm sorry. And in fact, each day we give a substitute swear word. And, mm-hmm. and there was a young man who said something last week. He looked over at me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ma'am. What's the swear word for today? Well, what he meant to say is what's the substitute swear word? You know, that day it was rice and cheese, you know. I get these, you know, the substitute words from parents and people in the community.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And we share them each morning. And I said, it's cheese and rice, you know. And he goes, oh, cheese and rice, you know, he's talking to his friend. So it seems like the boys are just really getting on board. And I think that maybe before they would have been defiant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which would mean if you're defiant to a staff member, you're getting written up.
Mm-hmm.
You're
going
to spend some time after school, or depending how bad the defiance is, you're going to get suspended for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But at least now the door is open for any student, anybody on staff to say, oh, please don't swear or dare not to swear. And the student will say, oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rather than defiance or it escalating, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. And again, the Dare Not to Swear campaign, they can go to your site, Madonna. I know they can just type in Madonna Hannah, and it'll go right to your site. But is there a specific website title that you are using?
Well, they can just email me at M as in Madonna,
mm-hmm.
B as in boy, H as in Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
At Madonna Hannah, Hanna, there's no H at the end, .com.
Okay.
All right. And if they can find their way, some people do find their way to the Bremerton High School website. They just type in Bremerton High School, Bremerton,
mm-hmm.
Washington,
mm-hmm.
and the school website comes up, and then there's a list of teachers, and they can just click on Madonna Hannah. I know that people have been emailing me through that site as well as other sites.
Well, I think that this is so significant, and you've been written up in a number of publications.
Oh, yeah.
You've gotten the letter from the White House. I would like to think that this would go around the country, and I think that it gives support to the changes that people are wanting to see, but it's the type of change that students can actively participate in, and obviously your students at Bremerton High School are going to be in a position, to even the older students especially, to serve as an excellent example to the younger students.
Yes.
Saying, this is not acceptable behavior.
No.
And I think that's so important. I think this is, oh my goodness, so long overdue. And Madonna, again, you can go to the BremertonHighSchool.com site, BremertonHighSchool.com, and then also you can email Madonna if you're a teacher, an educator, if you're a parent, and you would like to know more about this wonderful program that has been implemented in a school system that has really had its challenges. And these kids are, they are the ones that said, we want this, and they're implementing it, and they're seeing results. This started just a year ago. Then you can email Madonna directly. That's MBH, that's Mary Boy Harry, MBH at MadonnaHannah.com. Madonna, it's always a delight having you on the air. You've got to keep me up to date with this. I think
I
it's really incredible to get a letter from the White House, to have all this wonderful, wonderful results. Just let me know when you're invited there to receive an award.
Oh, I certainly will, Donna. And as always, it's always a delight. It's always a delight to speak with you, Donna.
It's a pleasure. You have a fabulous day now.
I certainly will.
Bye-bye. This is
Good.
Donna Sebo, and we are going to be going to a break for just a moment. Don't you go away now. Lots of good things to share. Again, Madonna Hannah has been my guest. Dare Not to Swear. Fabulous program. We'll be right back.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. I was talking with our engineer, Don, and there's some wonderful, wonderful information that I'm going to share with you. By the way, phone lines are going to be open. Let me give you those phone numbers in case you'd like to call in and chat with me today. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. From Canada, 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322 for Canadians. And for anyone else, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. So those phone lines are open, and if you want to give me a call, I'd be delighted to give you some intuitive insight on the air. And all I need from you, if you're a first-time listener, is your first name or your initial, and then just let me tell you what I perceive, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me anything you like. Also, I am going to be in Alaska next week, in Fairbanks and Anchorage. And for those of you who are listening from that part of the world, then just know you can reach me by dialing 800-872-8852. That's my office number if you want to schedule in-person or telephone consultations while I'm up there. And that's the same number, too, for any of you that might want to schedule consultations with me as well. I do them for people all over the world, and they can be done by phone, 800-872-8852. But the good news, I digress there for a minute. Good news here, all of the Donna Sebo programs are going to be up and available within 48 hours for the entire year of 2006. And this has been a major product. Okay, so I've just been corrected. If you heard that, then you know what the correction is. So the Donna Sebo shows are going to be up there for 2006, and they're going to be free to you, the listener. For 2007 shows, there's a slight subscription fee because they have to pay for the service to provide that to you. So these are just some points of information, but it's really exciting because if you've missed any of the shows in the past, you're going to be able to go in there and you're going to be able to listen to them. So that's very, very exciting as far as I'm concerned, and I hope you'll take that opportunity. Again, give me a call, 877-876-5227 or 888-810-8322. Well, health is something we all want to be attentive to, and I came across a couple of points of information that I thought really would be good to share with you. One is a sight-saving new test. And this really was something...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I was just going to explain just a little more in-depth on the audio files for your listeners.
Oh,
if
okay.
That's okay.
And this is Don,
yes.
Who operates all the equipment and knows all of the stuff going in and out. So for those of you listening, this is the man that puts all the stuff up on the website. He's the guy that's behind all of those fabulous things that go on behind the scenes.
Well, we love it. We love our listeners. We love being here, and we love doing it. In fact, that's why we're now going to make all audio files for 2006 and prior free.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, people do have to subscribe for any of our archives, but from now on, they'll only have to subscribe for archives for the current year. All past years will be free to the listeners, and we're really excited to be able to bring that. We started this fee back in October, and we needed to know how much we needed to cover the expenses of the bandwidth, the downloading, and the shared servers. It wasn't a shared at the time, but now for the shared servers, we have a budget, and we realized that we can actually do that all for free for the prior years, and it's not going to hurt us, and we think the listeners are going to love it.
Oh, I think it's fabulous. I'm very excited about that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and we'll be current on 2006 soon because we now have a couple employees. One is starting full-time as of today, and we'll have another one in about a week and a half, so we'll have a lot of part-time and several full-time employees now, and we should be able to move very quickly.
Well, this is fabulous, Don, and thank you for coming and sharing.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. See, it takes a team to be able to present all of this programming here at BBSRadio.com, and Don has done so much of it all by himself. And it's wonderful that now the team is growing, and that's because of listeners like you sharing the information with your friends and coming in and saying, gee, this is the Donna Sebo Show, and there's so much programming here that you have a choice that you can choose from. But they also make it available for you so that you can listen to it at any time. And that is a factor of technology that I think is just absolutely awesome. I've never been a person that's been technically oriented. I love using the technology, but I'm not the type of person that really does programming per se. We all have our skills. So I really deeply appreciate and respect the talents of those that have made all of this available for me to be able to do the programming, but also for you, the listener, to have accessibility to this. So this is really a giant step forward. I was talking about something regarding a sight-saving test, and I have had some very special people in my life that had ended up with macular degeneration. Now, this was something I can remember telling a very dear friend of mine, this was about 10 or 12 years ago, that we would see within 15 years macular degeneration pretty much being conquered. Well, bless this person's soul, this person was elderly, and they've passed on. However, these are things that are evolving. They are learning so much about this, and this is a condition that is so debilitating to people that have it. Now, they have designed a simple blood test that can determine if you are at risk for this age-related condition, macular degeneration. It's got an abbreviated description of AMD. This is one of the most common causes of blindness. Now, ophthalmologists at the University of Utah recently tested 890 people with and without macular degeneration and found that those that carried an abnormal copy of a gene called HTRA1 had twice the capacity of the AMD risk of those with normal version of the gene. Now, people who have the marker will know that they've got to pay attention. If they're having difficulty recognizing faces at a distance, if there are straight lines that appear wavy, or there's a blurred spot at your central vision, which happened with my very dear friend, that the test is going to be available this year. So, if you have anyone that is going through particular symptoms, this simple test will be available by the end of this year. So they need to ask their ophthalmologist, optometrist, whoever they're going to, they need to ask, is this test for this gene available? And let them know that this is something that was developed at the University of Utah. So it's so important to share this information. You know, there are so many dedicated people today that are really involved with making this world a better place. And I know you can have conversations with people, as I've had just in the past week, and actually this goes on quite frequently, where when you go into the conversation, they will tell you every single stinking thing that's wrong with the world as they see it. Well, you know what? If you get stuck in that stinking thinking, you're stuck. You're going to be very much like a skunk that needs to be de-skunked. Your thoughts are powerful things. When we look at situations that necessarily are upsetting, and I say necessarily upsetting, because necessity seems to be the mother of invention. Why the human personality has to be this way, I don't know. But usually, as long as things are cozy and comfortable, we don't do too much of anything. It's not until something rattles our chain, as the old saying goes, or upsets the apple cart. We've all heard those little trite sayings. Well, you must understand that as an individual, how you handle stinking thinking is important. Negative things occur. Bad things occur. But how are you going to work with them? I think of people from all walks of life that have encountered very, very ugly situations. And they have taken those situations and they have been spurred to do something to create something that is going to be positive out of that negative. And that's what we need to remember is our responsibility as individuals. I think of Madonna. How many times have we tolerated poor behavior on the part of someone? How many times have we maybe become belligerent instead of doing, not unlike what she's done, saying, excuse me, that is not acceptable behavior? How many times have we lowered standards of expectation, not just for the young people in the world, but for ourselves? How many times do we do this? And then we go around moping and telling about how bad everything is and, oh, nothing's going to change. Well, it can't as long as you have that attitude. That's why the doers of life stand out so significantly, because they will say, I can do something. When Madonna started doing what she did, she just posed an idea, and the young people picked up on it. She imbued them with a responsibility, and she's sort of been the guidance factor. She imbued them with a responsibility of carrying it through, and they are doing it, and they're proud of what they're accomplishing. You raise the bar of expectation, and you'll find that you can rise to meet that expectation. But if you don't raise it, there's no change. So if you're going through some difficulties in your life, don't feel like you're stuck. Don't stay with a stinking thinking. Raise the bar. Air that thinking out. Do a shift. And take your control of your own space and your own place in life. Because the truth is, that's what you're in charge of. Not the rest of the world, but you take care of yourself and take charge of yourself. You're the boss, and you're the one that makes the choices. You don't leave it up to someone else to do it for you. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little insight. 877-876-5227 or 888-810-8322. We'll be right back after this.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat, 877-876-5227, or 888, if you're in Canada, 888-810-8322. For all others, 530-876-3222. And also, I want to mention that we have got some fabulous guests this week. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Thomas W. Morris III about Career Mechanics 1. Wow, there's so many people, all ages, in fact, that are interested in making a new career for themselves. And we're going to find out how you can do that. Then we're going to be talking about real estate on Thursday, and then we're going to be talking about, oh, so many other things. But right now we're going to go to our caller who's waiting. First name or initial caller, and where are you calling from?
E from Tacoma.
All right. I'm sorry, dear. Was that E?
Yes.
All right. Now, E, as I'm watching you in my mind, I want to say, don't be concerned about some of the upheavals that are happening with people around you, and you may be concerned about the ripple effect, like, oh, gee whiz, this is going to come slopping over into my space. Uh-uh. Don't worry about that. Be a good listener, but you don't have to let it come into your space where it affects you. You've got so many people that are going through agitation around you upheavals of so many different types. Don't be surprised if you have a girlfriend that tells you that she's thinking of getting a divorce. You've got someone else that's going through some health problems. You are in the process of learning how to be a good listener and to be detached, not disinterested, but detached enough where you are not going to absorb everything like a sponge. You've got a lot you're wanting to accomplish this year, and I want to say, go, girl. Go for it. It may require some discipline, but if you'll try to prioritize things, and I know you're prioritizing, you try to be very disciplined about it, and it just seems like something comes in and pushes it out of the way, and you'll go, gee whiz, am I ever going to have a life where everything is just going to go in a straight line? No, it's never going to work that way. But if you are willing to keep your focus, you know, maybe make a list of five priorities that are very significant to you. And just know you're going to be able to fold in things as you go along. You're going to have the disruptions. Don't worry about that. Just be able to put your focus again where you want it to be, and you're going to find one patient step at a time, you're going to make a difference. And this is excellent. This is really good. So you need to pat yourself on the back for what you've accomplished these last 2 years. You have come quite a ways for yourself as a person, and you should be very, very proud of that. Very proud of that. Keep up the good work. You've just got to be consistent. What did you want to ask me about today?
Well, thanks, Donna. You're exactly right. I just had a friend who called with a health problem, and my daughter's going through, she's in England and has to be out of her flat. All of a sudden, the owner decided he wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's trying to find a place before we go on vacation. That's why I called you. It's because I always call you before I go on a vacation. And you've given me the best advice. You've saved me from rainstorms and sore feet and pickpockets and all kinds of things.
Oh, well, bless your heart. Well, where is your adventure of life taking you now?
To London and France.
Uh-huh.
To celebrate my daughter's 30th.
Well, that is absolutely wonderful. Now, when are you leaving?
The 25th.
Okay. How long are you going to be gone? About 3 weeks?
No, we'll probably only be gone about 2 weeks.
All right. Well, it would have been nice if you could have made a third week. And keep it in mind, because there's going to be some kind of an event that's going to be going on, I believe, in Ireland. And when you find out about it, it might be a good thing to keep in mind for next year.
Oh,
because
okay.
It is something that when you hear about it, there is this festivity that goes on. And it's just so colorful and wonderful, and there's music, there's just all kinds of wonderful activities. So keep your eyes and ears open when you're over in England. And I think what you're going to find is that you may need to be sure that you have a little bit more cash on hand. So look at what you're allowing yourself for your budget for your trip, and maybe if you have an ATM card, whatever you use when you're over there, traveler's checks, whatever, you want to be sure that you have a little bit extra, a few $100 extra, because I think there's going to be some side trips or some activities that you're going to want to participate in. Now, it's in England, but I'm looking at also in France. And I think you're going to absolutely fall in love with France. And there is one place that I'm seeing you becoming aware of, I should say being introduced to, that manufactures crystal. And you are going to be so impressed with what they do. And you're going to find a few items that are really, really quite special, and they may not be in your budget at the moment, but it's like, gee, the next time I go, I think I'd like to perhaps get something special. And they'll do some kind of a custom item for you, which I think you would really enjoy. So I think you're going to be doing quite a bit of sightseeing, especially in France. And I would say if you can, take one of these cruises through the canals that they may offer through certain waterways, and I think you will absolutely fall in love with it. Now, it's chilly, so you may want to, there's a chilly dampness that I'm feeling, so it's as if I don't want to take real heavy, heavy clothes, but I want the type of clothing that's going to insulate me from the dampness, so a good London fog with a liner might be very nice. that would keep you warm, and maybe a light pair of gloves and something just to put around the head, something light. But generally, you're not going to be experiencing really, really bad weather. Your flights are going to be superb, and you're going to find that you're going to develop some very, very good relationships with some people. Very congenial environment. I think you're really going to enjoy France quite a bit. Now, where are you going in France?
We're going to drink champagne in champagne and Burgundy in Burgundy.
Hey, hey, you are going to just absolutely love the people. Let me encourage you to do something when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
When you're having a chance to sit down and break bread in these wonderful, wonderful places, then I would ask them, what is the history? You know, the different people you have a chance to talk to. Ask them what their history is in France, that as an American, you would love to know about their families and who was involved in World War II. Do they have any special stories to share? And I think you're going to need to keep a diary on some of the stories that will be told to you.
Oh.
So I would take a diary. Be interested in the people. Find out what made them start their business. What is the story of the family? It'll just make your trip so memorable. And you'll make friends. They'll communicate via email with you.
Okay, that's great advice.
I think you're really going to enjoy it. You're also going to find a pub in London that's absolutely going to be one of your most favorite places. It is so colorful. I don't know where it is. It seems like it's right downtown London, and they have these super-duper special fries that they have, and they're not greasy, greasy, but, oh, they're crisp and wonderful. Goodness, you eat there often enough, you'd have to be stuffed through the door just to get out. They have good food, really good food. I don't know where it is, but I like it. It's not that noisy a place, but it's got this wonderful decor in it. Really good, and the food's not that expensive.
Oh, okay. My daughter lived in Notting Hill, but she's moving to the Marylebone area, and so we'll get to try some new places, so maybe it will be in that area.
Could be. I've never been to London myself, so I would just say, just know you're going to find this neat place, wonderful, wonderful environment, all kinds of unusual mugs on the wall, unusual items, and it could be that the patrons, you know, bring in their own, and every time they come in, that's what they use for their ale or whatever it is that they're drinking.
Oh, that could be. So you don't see me spending my time moving my daughter?
Oh,
I'll
heavens,
get to have
no.
fun?
No. I wouldn't spend any time helping your daughter move. Not in the least.
Okay.
Don't even go there. Say, sweetie, you've got enough friends. They move you, we go play. You've been through enough of that in your life, and she knows that, too, because she really wants to be out and about with you. She doesn't want to be bothered with moving while you're there.
Oh, good.
Mm-mm. No. Make that agreement even before you go.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Donna.
Well, you'll have to call back and let us know how your trip turned out.
I will.
Don't forget to have that little bit of a diary with you.
All right. And I'll call you and let you know the name of the pub.
Please do.
Thanks, Donna.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo, and as always, it's a delight. And I've got so many wonderful stories that I'd love to share with you, but we're not going to have enough time. I do want to remind you, and where did my list go? Here are my guests for this week. We've got Career Mechanics tomorrow. Then we've got Real Estate we're discussing on Wednesday. Also, we're going to be talking with David Malin about embracing change. And then on Friday about how it's good to be a woman with Allison Baker. We have so many wonderful guests, and it's always such a delight to spend this time with you. So just know that we're going to have those archives. Everything's going to be up for you. You're going to be able to listen to just about anything that you want here on bbsradio.com. If you have comments, I'd love for you to put them in on the site there. Just tap the comment button on the bbsradio.com site, or you can send me an email at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Dare to be the great person you really are. You're the only one of a kind. You are special. God bless. Bye for now. Talk with you tomorrow.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.